Hello, my name is Landon,
and I will be your host today. I am here with Trevor, Maribel, and Mariah. Now we will have Maribel talk to us about Poets Corner.
Now, Trevor, Landon, Mariah, and I will be sharing some of the poems we wrote in Miss Farmer's room. Trevor, would you like to share one of your poems?
Yes, I would love to share one of my poems with you. The Skeletal System. Some 200 bones frame your body. They make up the skeletal system. Without them, your body would be shapeless, and you would most certainly miss them. All bones have a special name, some you might already know. The skull is formed by bones in your head and protects the brain below. The many bones that run down your back are called the vertebrae. The ribs are ribs, you'll be glad to know. They're easy to learn that way. Three separate bones make up your arm, with the humerus at the top. Ulna and radius start at your elbow, at the end, wrist, they stop. Your hip bones are known as the pelvis. The femur is rarely your thigh. Lower leg bones are tibia and fibula. The knees are patella. Oh my. Fingers and toes are phalanges, while wrist bones are known as carpals. Between in your hand are five different bones that are called the metacarpals. The bones in your foot and your ankle have names that sound similar too. They're the metatarsals and tarsals. You have 12 that fit in each shoe. A joint is where two or more bones meet. There are many types, you see. To move back and forth takes a hinge joint. You see one, look at your knee. At fixed joints like those in your skull, the bones just stay in place. They rotate at ball and socket joints. Your shoulder is just one case. So ends the tale of the skeletal system, the bones of your body's frame. To protect your organs and give your shape is a skeleton's primary aim.
Thank you. That was wonderful. Now we will have Landon share his triangle poem.
I'd be excited to share one of my poems. Snakes. Snakes move swiftly and gracefully across the cool ground.
Thank you, Landon. That was great. Now we will have Mariah share her holiday poem.
I would love to share my holiday poem. Valentine's Day, Cupid, cupcakes and candy, smacking kisses, chocolate kisses, Valentine's cards, Valentine.
That was awesome, Mariah. Now I will also share my holiday poem.
Halloween. Scary monsters, sweet pumpkins, doorbells ringing, pumpkin pie, candy in my bag, Halloween.
Back to you, Landon.
Now, on today's episode of Jokes and Riddles, Mariah will share some of her jokes.
Thank you, Landon. Now, I will share my jokes and riddles. Hey, Landon, what vehicle is spelled the same backwards and forwards?
I don't know. I'm stumped.
A race car. Want to hear another one?
Sure, why not?
What can you put in a wood box that will make it lighter?
What is it?
Holes.
Thank you, Mariah, for sharing your wonderful riddles with us. Now, Trevor will share the word of the day.
Hi. Today, the word of the day is the definition of rebel.
Start your part over. Rebel.
Okay. Rebel. The definition. Hi. Today, the word of the day is...
Okay.
Hi. Today, the word of the day is rebel. The definition of rebel is a person who resists or fights against authority. Thank you very much. Now back to you, Landon.
Thank you for tuning in on EagleCast. See you next time.